Section 10. How dangerous are they? This section of the insect zoo stretches about 5 feet along part of a single wall. There are two small enclosures at the center and text and images on the surrounding wall and ledge. This section focuses on some of the few instances of insects that can be a danger to humans, through bites or as carriers of harmful diseases. The plague and malaria are both carried by insects. The Oriental rat flea picks up the plague-causing bacteria from rats before passing it to humans through bites, while the Anopheles mosquito transmits the protozoan that causes malaria. Above the enclosures is a large illustration, gray lines covering a 3-foot span of the blue wall, showing a scene from the Black Death, a field outside a 14th-century European city where bodies stacked in horse-drawn carts are moved to graves. Below the illustration to the left are two circles with drawings of malarial and common mosquitoes at rest. In the center are two enclosures. Text and photos below provide information about the residents, spiders that can be harmful to humans, but only bite in self-defense. The enclosures are separated by a clear wall. The left has a terracotta flower pot on its side, and right, a gardening glove and a hand shovel. The left enclosure contains a black widow spider, often found inside the pot, supported by thin silk strands. It has a smooth black body, nearly a centimeter long, with a large round abdomen and long thin legs, about 2 centimeters long. Depending on its position, you may see the characteristic red hourglass marking under the abdomen. The enclosure to the right contains a brown recluse spider. This spider can be difficult to find as its light brown color blends into the dirt, and it is often near the glove or shovel blade edge. A sign to the right describes the distribution of these spiders in the United States with shaded maps. Black widows are found across all the lower 48 states, while the range of brown recluse is limited to a small area in the Southwest and an area in the South Central and Midwest region. The next section is just around the corner to the left. Follow the wall to just past the turn.